Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We've been studying 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and this is Appendix 2. How can there be a hell like the Bible describes? Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, open our minds to understand and believe what your word says. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:9 talks about a terrible judgment for those who reject Christ. In response to the Bible teaching about judgment, people often ask a difficult question: how can there be a hell like the Bible describes? Well, we can't cover the entire subject here. Let me sketch the outlines of a response to that question. Christian apologists Peter Kreeft and Ronald K. Tocelli note that, of all the doctrines in Christianity, hell is probably the most difficult to defend, the most burdensome to believe, and the first to be abandoned. That doesn't mean, however, that it isn't true. They observe that if there were no hell, one, both Scripture and the Church lie, for they both clearly teach the reality of hell. Two, Jesus himself must be a liar, for he was more explicit than anyone in the Bible. Three, we can change whatever doctrines we find unbearable or unacceptable. In addition, Kreeft and Tocelli cite 7 disastrous consequences of dropping a belief in hell. 1. Life's choices no longer make an infinite difference. 2. There is ultimately no free will. 3. The same Eastern religions that deny hell also deny any absolute morality. 4. Jesus is not our Savior, but only our teacher, prophet, guru, or model. 5. Religious indifference follows. 6. Christ's sacrificial death is not what he said it was. Rather, it was a stupid mistake, a tragic accident. 7. There is no reason to believe that God is love, since the only authority for this assertion is the same Bible that teaches the reality of hell. On the other hand, if hell is true, then many other belief systems must be false. These include: 1. Universalism or universal salvation. 2. Hell is only in this life. 3. Souls aren't eternal, they can be annihilated. 4. Reincarnation. 5. Hell is temporary. 6. Hell is empty. These beliefs must be false, but we assert that 1. God is not primarily a God of wrath, vengeance, and hate. 2. Hell is not forced on the damned. Rather, God respects our freedom of choice. 3. God's creation does not require a hell. Rather, it was caused by rebellion and disobedience of angels and humans, not by God. God doesn't will damnation on anyone. 4. Some say that we can't have eternal joy in heaven if we know that friends we had on earth are in hell. But that presupposes a lot of things about hell that the Bible doesn't teach. Kreeft and Tocelli argue that, 1. The punishment of hell is inevitable by natural law. If you reject the true God, the source of all life, and his Savior Jesus Christ, then you naturally find death and misery as your inevitable punishment. 2. If God is the source of joy and love in reality, then our rejection of him should result in pain and joylessness. 3. Hell is privation or deprivation of God. It is outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is being shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power, as it says in 2 Thessalonians 1:9. In the short scope of this lesson, we can't develop all these arguments, but they are powerful. To learn more, consult a book on Christian apologetics.